Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's great that we finally caught up with Jim Barnett, who we were thrilled joined us late in our afternoon in terms of setting up our guest list. He was good enough to take a call from us on a week where really everybody kind of wants it off. And maybe if they do a game, they don't want to do other interviews. Thank you so much to Jim Barnett, who's even nice enough to do this after I photobombed him about a week ago. Thank you, Jim. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well, thank you, here in Dallas.
It is good to have you on here. We got an awful lot of Warrior to talk about in terms of who isn't going to be involved in this road trip and what the strategy of this road trip might be for Luke Walton and resting players. But let's start with what we saw last night, and let's begin with the three-minute shooting exhibition that Curry and Caspi put on to end that first half. Jim, that was unreal.
It was awesome. It really was, because it was really such a bad game. I even said on the air, it looks just like a scrimmage. It was that kind of rough basketball. I mean, a lot of turnovers from both teams, not good shots. The Warriors were struggling. They weren't playing defense. And all of a sudden, you know, it really started with Caspi started hitting shots in that midway through that second quarter. And then all of a sudden, Steph Curry, with I think he came back in about a minute, 3 minutes, 16 seconds left, and scored 17 straight. He was perfect from the field. He'd been 0 for 6 before that, I recall, and he went 6 for 6 after that, including 5 straight threes. And usually, you know, you get the ball with about 25 seconds to go in the half, and you're going to get the last shot. He came down, and he, with over 20 seconds left, he took a shot from about 28, 30 feet out there. And, of course, he nailed it, and he knew it was going to go in. So he was, you know, he gets in that kind of zone. I guess he's had, what, 5 or 6 games this year where he's had 20-plus point quarters, which is phenomenal. Nobody's had, I think, more than one like that.
How bad is his calf, Jim? Is there more to it than we're being led on? Luke Walton was just talking about maybe resting Curry as part of the road trip, maybe one of the back-to-backs. We just heard a little something on Twitter that he might rest Curry in both these games.
Wouldn't surprise me. It's bothering him a little bit, and he also got he got kneed, a little contusion in the other leg last night. You know, heck, it wasn't a minute or 2 minutes into the game. Rajon Rondo basically tackled him from behind, and it looked like a football play. He went down and hit his chin. He didn't hurt his chin. I mean, it hurt, but he didn't cut it or anything on the hardwood. But I think later on he hurt the other leg. So I think he's got two irritating things right now. I don't know whether – yeah, you know, I don't talk to medical staff, and they're very quiet about those things, as well they should be. But, you know, it would not hurt to rest him. I mean, the Warriors are 29-1. You know, is it really in their DNA to say, okay, let's break that Chicago Bulls record and go, you know, 73-9? Is that really in the plans? The big goal is to win another championship this year, get back-to-back championships. And I think it'd be wise to, right now, I really think it'd be wise to rest him a little bit. It's been pretty grueling. And this January coming up is a really tough month because the Warriors are in and out of town, back in, out again. January is a very, very tough schedule. So
yes,
many road games. And you got to go back east twice in that same month.
And there's a number of back-to-backs coming up for the Warriors that is just disproportionate with the rest of the league's back-to-back schedules, in my just biased looking at it opinion. I mean, I think that they are – the schedulers did the Golden State Warriors no favors this season, and it took a double overtime game in Boston ahead of a back-to-back to lead to their first loss of the season in Milwaukee. Before we move on to what's coming up, I got to go back real quickly to that Cavaliers game. It was one we had circled and obviously had been looking forward to all year. The thing that surprised me the most, Jim, is that the Cavaliers – with more options, did nothing different. It was LeBron backing down the shot clock and his defender till he took a late-in-the-clock shot, which basically shortened the game. But he did not look better with Love and Kyrie. They didn't have a different strategy. And I mean, David Blatt is as much to blame for that as LeBron or anyone, I thought.
Well, I don't know why you put the blame on him. I always put the blame on the players, more or less. When you've got talent like that, the players have to produce. They can win and lose for you. And this is what I've said all along. If they had been healthy, if Kevin Love had been healthy, if Kyrie Irving had been healthy, neither of them are great defenders. The game, to me, in the finals, a few of those games would have been a little more fast-paced. It wasn't the other day. They slowed the pace down, and the Cleveland Cavaliers played their pace. But they couldn't shoot. I mean, and the Warriors' defense was terrific, but they also missed a lot of shots that they probably should have made, maybe four or five when they were wide open from three-point range, because they ended up 5-for-30 in that game. You know, the Warriors really get after you. They do a great job. Certainly, they score more threes than anybody in the league. They make over 12 a night. They're the best three-point shooting team in the league. They're the best two-point shooting team in the league as well, overall. But they defend the three. That's their primary defense, is to run people off the three-point line and don't get beaten that way. But they're tough inside with Bogut and Draymond Green and then Azili when he comes in. Cleveland never shot 40% in any one quarter. In fact, in quarters one and three, I believe, they shot 28%. They ended up under 32% for the game. That isn't, you know, by accident. The Warriors really get after him, and they won that game defensively. Of course, Draymond Green was brilliant, and Sean Livingston had his best game of the season, his best offense
of
the season, certainly. And they wouldn't have won without those two contributions. But I would think that if I'm Cleveland right now, I'd say, you know, everybody downplayed it. It's not that important. It's a regular season game. But there was more to it than that. I thought it was the biggest game of the season up to that point. And, you know, the Warriors didn't shoot well. Curry and Thompson were both 1-for-4 from three-point range. So I would say right now that the Warriors have proven that via the championship last year and the first game right now that they're the better team.
Oh, no doubt. They just need one win in San Antonio, and the conversation is over, and it really is. We've got Jim Barnett. They're not going to get to San Antonio this road trip. They're at Dallas, at Houston, back-to-back beginning tomorrow evening. If Curry doesn't go, do we then truly see how valuable Draymond Green is to this team, if anyone has missed it already?
Well, I think you see that anyway, and he loves to take over games, and he does so much at both ends of the floor. His passing is better. He had some turnovers last night. He'd probably like those back, because he tries sometimes maybe to do a little too much, but that's just the supreme confidence that he owns. You know, I don't know whether Barbosa is ready to play with that shoulder, so if they don't have Curry, you're going to see a lot of Ian Clark out there, as you did last night. So, you know, it's funny, and I don't know where Harrison Barnes is, because it's now going on. This will be going into the fifth week. It's already been 4.5 weeks.
He's missed 13 games. 13 games he's already. That's a lot.
Yes, it is, because it wasn't a high ankle sprain. I'm kind of surprised at that. But they know best. And one thing, he's got to get in shape before. When you're sitting out that long and certainly didn't do anything for a couple of weeks. But I saw him work out a little bit last night. He can. I don't think he has any trouble going north and south. It's when you go east and west, if you will. It's particularly playing defense. That's where an ankle can really give you problems. And I remember, you know, of course, we didn't have guaranteed contracts, so I didn't want someone taking my job. So, you know, I would go out there when I had a bad ankle and tape that thing up and say, okay, you got to be very careful tonight, very careful, and you're cognizant of that. But I don't ever recall re-injuring it in those situations. And that I probably did that over the course of 11 or 12 years.
Well, that's why you walk around with bona fide stud status, Jim, and we're just all hoping to get there someday. Let me ask you, was Steve Kerr on the flight with you?
Yes, he was.
That's good news. Good news. Does he look good, feel good, talk good? Are you getting a good sense that he's getting closer?
I think he's getting closer all the time, but he's not there yet. This is a real good test for him to see how he can go on the road. And I think still he'll sit back in the locker room. He will not be going onto the bench. But that's my take. I haven't talked to him about that. But, you know, and I didn't converse with him very long. I just said, really, Steve, it's nice to see you back. And he said, it's nice to be back. And thanks. And he asked, you know, he came back and talked to the video guys and asked for a couple of things. And so he's going to be involved. He was involved last night at halftime because he wasn't pleased with the play. Usually just talks to the coaches, as you know. So we'll see after this. You know, maybe this will be a groundbreaking, you know, week for him. in a short week, if you will, before you come back home after these two games, and that might put him over the hump. I don't know. I can't speak for him, and I don't think he knows, to tell you the truth. I don't think he could tell you anything different right now on December 29th at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Jim, well, thank you for joining us December 29th at 4:30 in the afternoon. Really appreciate it. Have a great time through Texas Two-Step, and thank you so much for joining. Happy New Year's.
Damon, appreciate it very much. Happy New Year to you back there in the great Bay Area. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Jim Barnett here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.